continue. Okay, low threat and general discharge cases. And Roger, thank you for bringing that video to our attention.
Well, like I say, I'm glad you found it worthwhile. I certainly found it enlightening.
Yeah, I mean, it's troubling to see the images of all the plastic pieces, and then what really struck me is that if there is no biodegradation going on, then we can't assume that dilution is going to take care of the discharge of this particular type of pollutant.
Right.
So that's what really strikes me as critical here.
I'm sure the city of Salinas is glad that we saw this film right before their item.
I'm thrilled.
Well, if it's not one thing, it's another.
On to item 12, then.
Okay.
We have actually kind of good news here, I guess. Well, first I'll start with it. We have general NPDES permit coverage for a fairly typical well development project with the Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency. Just letting you know of that coverage, similarly letting you know of coverage, as we have been with every meeting, continuing to pick up more of the wineries under the waste discharge requirements, the general waste discharge requirements that the board already adopted. And similarly, another enrollee under the general waste discharge requirements the board adopted for the fruit and vegetable processing waste. We have a staff closed case, which means they met the water quality objectives outright. That's the Castle Rock Estates just west of here. And then we have a case recommended for closure, which is the Santa Barbara County Courthouse, and we described the low levels. I think it was EDC was one constituent that was detected in a downgrading well. We do have a, I don't know if you noticed, but attached to this report, we do have a map showing the location of the downgrading well, which is basically just across the street in the downtown area from the former underground tank site at the county courthouse. So we are recommending closure of that case. And then we have just a report to you on the results of the Panosian property that went to the state board, and the state board closed that case basically on appeal. That was, of course, in Santa Barbara County. It was under the oversight of the Santa Barbara County as a local oversight program, and it was appealed to the state board, and that case was closed. And that's it for my report.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Mr. Daniels?
Two questions. And the vegetable, the fresh innovations, the wastewater from that, I noticed that they use chlorine as a disinfectant in the processing. And then they take the wastewater and they're moving that into a wetlands. And, of course, chlorine is not very good for that kind of thing. So I'm wondering if there are any removal or treatment or monitoring or before they take this chlorinated water and put it out in the wetlands.
That's a very good question. Harvey Packard is thinking about that as we speak.
Is it not... I shouldn't ask you, I should know, but I believe that it is a wetland specifically designed to treat that wastewater. So it's not a natural environment. It's a treatment system. And then it's either discharged there or reused on cropland nearby.
Even if it's their own system, though, if they're putting chlorine in it, it could end up being a pretty sterile wetland.
Know off the top of my head if they have a dechlorination system or what they're relying on to do that.
You might want to communicate that to them. Okay. On the courthouse closure, I see that the current level is about five times the cleanup goal. Maybe staff could talk about, you know, why this is being approved when it's five times over the limit.
John Goney of our staff.
Standing in for John Miharis, standing in for Burton. I think the key element you must understand about this case is the EDC is from another leak. It's not associated with this tank. All the parameters associated with this leak meet the standards. Therefore, we're closing this case. The EDC associated with that's found on the site is associated with a different case, and that case is still open and they're still pursuing it.
Thank you.
Any other board questions? Okay, let's move along to agenda item 13.